Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
You've been the subject of so many.
So Brad Hill, president of Evelyn Hill Souvenir Shop on Liberty Island, I was talking to your dad at the top of the hour. He told me the view from the Crown when he was a little boy was all the ocean liners. I can't get that picture out of my mind, Brad.
Good morning to you. It is a spectacular view.
And, you know, I guess it's very changed today. Your dad was saying a lot of history in that view. What are you expecting as the hordes descend on the Statue of Liberty and Liberty Island this weekend to take a first look out of the Crown since 9/11?
Well, we expect a really busy weekend. The weather's perfect. We should have about 16,000 to 17,000 people each day going from tomorrow through Labor Day.
And what's it like to grow up on a place that is such a pilgrimage?
Well, it's a special home for me. It's sort of our family history is revolved around the Statue of Liberty, and so it has a special meaning. Every visitor comes with their own special meaning and symbolism of what Liberty means to them, and to me, it's family.
James Hill, you're still with us, right?
Good morning.
Yeah, you used to run the souvenir shop that your son is now operating, right?
Yes, I did, for 46 years.
Is the youngin' doing a good job, or is he running the business into the ground?
He's running it a lot better than I did.
What were the souvenirs back in your day, James?
Pardon me?
What were the souvenirs back in your day?
Well, not a lot changed. The most important items would change every couple of years. It would go from keychain to T-shirt to rulers to postcards. In my day, postcards were an extremely popular item, and now nobody sends a postcard anymore.
I imagine the prices have gone up too, Brad, right?
Well, they have gone up a bit over time, yes, sure.
Well, we don't want to emphasize that, though, on this nice weekend. Would you say that the view out of the Crown, which you must have seen growing up, is the best view in America or one of the best views in America?
Well, certainly being at the Statue of Liberty gives you an incredible view of Manhattan. You can see from the George Washington Bridge up the East River, and it is a spectacular place to be.
And do you remember how old you were when you first went up into the Crown?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Very young.
He was a little boy.
A little boy. All right, well, Brad, you know, I use a wheelchair. I can never go up there because it's that spiral staircase, which is fine. But just stand there, Brad, in your mind's eye, and just give me that view, will you?
Well, the fortunate thing is you actually can go about a third of the way up. There's an elevator that takes you part way up, and you can see out New York Harbor views.
Nice.
And so that part you can do, but you can see New York City and Brooklyn and the Verrazano Bridge from the Crown. You can see the thousands of visitors below you. It's a welcoming visit.
And if the Queen Mary is actually coming into port there in Brooklyn, it actually might look a little bit like the days of your dad, James Hill. James and Brad, thanks so much, and happy 4th of July to both of you.
Thank you.
James and Brad Hill, the father and son team that run the souvenir shop on Liberty Island. They grew up there.